Wildfires threatened Fairbanks. In Wrangell, smoke from fires in Canada made the air hard to breathe and the sunsets an ominous orange. It's been hot and dry across the Northwest this season, and now even the rainforest is at risk of fire.
It is a rainforest, but it has been so dry this year. And yes, if you dug down quite a ways, you know, it's fairly wet. But a lot of this stuff here in town is not, it's not the case for like a lot of our yards and such right now.
That's Dorianne Blatchley, administrator at the fire department. She says the fire department issued a ban to protect the forest and the town from a potential fire. The ban means that no outdoor fires are allowed in town until further notice.
Any burn barrels, any outdoor rubbish waste piles that they've got going, if they've been, you know, clearing their lot or whatever, a lot of people are used to being able to go ahead and burn whenever they wanted to, as long as they had a hose or, you know, a backhoe available, some way of extinguishing that. And just because it's been so dry, we're just asking that everybody hold off until we get a good heavy rain.
That includes brush piles, paper and cardboard waste, wood, and trash fires, among others. And when she says heavy rain, she's not referring to the light sprinkles we've had this week.
We really want to get it saturated, and that wasn't exactly what we had in mind. So we're going to wait for a good heavy rain, and then we'll go ahead and lift that burn ban.
In Southeast, we enjoy our sun and warm weather while it's here. But this summer, let's hope for some rain, too. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.